Pathways. Dr. Ren Parker, and it's May 6, 2007. And as I said in the last hour, I am very pleased with the Parker Pathway listeners that called into the FDA concerning their opinion about making vitamins and supplements a drug, and also the potential for making water a drug. I submitted a comment that was to them in, through the peer review system on that subject, and under any of the potential law cases that are being pending in terms of this subject, this is a very astounding and serious battle line for our personal well-being all the way around. The pharmaceutical companies, of course, have already planted in their drugs certain forms of supplements. Bayer has already started using neutral pharmaceuticals in their drugs, having prescription on vitamins and supplements. And of course, I'm taking on the battle, which I'm asking Parker Pathway listeners to take on the battle about we do not want water as a drug. And this brings me to republicbroadcasting.org. The platform that we have in republicbroadcasting.org is that you can handle the truth. And I feel strongly that if you can handle the truth, then you should support it. And you can call in with a pledge to our republicbroadcasting.org. It's 800-724-2719. And you can be involved in the listening line at 512-512-646-0396. And, of course, the call-in to the show, 800-313-9443. And, of course, my we may not have that kind of time on this next hour, but I'm going to give you my my address, which is Wynn Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbury, California, 94030. And the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Republicbroadcasting.org for pledges are 800-724-2719. And we have a process in this world where if you don't have a forum, you've lost your democracy. And this is why I want the truckers to put on their T-shirts, haul America back to democracy, and put a red air, a red circle with a line through it, no SPP of North America, and place that at every truck stop in this country. And because, as I pointed out before, it's us that makes that change and works it out in terms of real world making changes. We're going to be, I'm going to read a couple commenting letters that have come in from emails. We receive a lot of emails from the show. But one of the things that's going to be happening is what I've been talking about what's in bottled water. And the whole concept is that everybody's just plying this off, that bottled water doesn't contain anything. It's got the same regulations as tap water and all the other disinformation that goes with it. And we're going to be discussing this as the introduction to labeling cloned food as unnecessary. Our call number is 800-313-9443. See you at the other end of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
And this is May 6, 2007. And I really have a lot of empathy for the people who are having a lot of problems with the weather in the United States of America. And I've heard a lot of comments about how weather is changed and the way it been working in terms of meteorologists and climatologists. If they don't agree with global warming, why they get their title and taken away, and they get taken off the air, lose their jobs, can't teach anymore. You know, the whole climate of that. And I can remember the time when I went out on the idea of water bottles and suggesting that there should be an expiration date on the water bottle. Of course, that happened, but the whole process, the public still didn't get the benefit of the argument of how many chemicals are actually in the drinking water bottle. And the whole issue here is that you have to have electrolytes to make your body work. And if you don't have the proper electrolytes in the bottled water, your heart muscle and other lactic acid systems are not going to function correctly. So there are a lot of promotions that political activation that I'm doing to suggest to people to get things going, to try to get the legislatures to pass bottled water companies to compile a consumer, what I call in my grand jury science of technology, a competence level of information for the bottled water contents. In the backdrop of that, there's a concept where legislatures in some states, like California, for instance, they want to label clone food, and in the process of a lot of these court decisions to try to make these kinds of decisions to label things, clones are really indistinguishable genetically and biochemically and nutritionally from any parent, and most of the common fruits, pears, apples, oranges, lemons, potatoes, truffles, they're all clones. And it's been that way for approximately 25 years of actually professionalizing this. And they have a natural reproduction cycle where you can have the gene structure of this be pure at the end. And of course, for various forms of medical conditions, clones are used from plants. And a cholesterol-free label, for instance, on a variety of, let's say, broccoli, may be accurate, but it could run really against the FDA rules, that it could be interpreted that broccoli usually does contain cholesterol, even in fact it doesn't. So to get back to our water bottle and all of the contaminants, 50% of the disinfecting byproducts that are known that can cause problems are in bottled water. There's to tie in with a case that happened that firms, food firms, milk firms, water bottle firms challenged a Vermont statute that required labeling to identify milk from cows treated with somatotropin. And so these are products that somatotropins were used in form of conversion of secondary mastitis that cows have. It's inflammation of the udder. And so the court decision that held that food labeling cannot be mandated simply because some people would like to have the information, according to the judge. And it ruled that the labeling statute and the companion regulations unconstitutional because they forced producers to make involuntary statements contrary to the views. And there's a high consumer interest in justifying the requiring of producers and manufacturers to publish functional equivalent of a warning about a production method that has no discernible impact on the final product. And the judge is saying that the information on a label, concern for human health or safety, or other sufficiently substantial government concerns, the manufacturers cannot be compelled to disclose it. There's no consumer right to know obscure information about food, according to this judge. Were consumer interests alone sufficient, said the judge, there's no end to the information the states could require manufacturers to disclose about their production methods. Now, if that's so, which is now in that case in Vermont, then this means that all the processes for water and food is of no concern to the public in terms of how and where it was made. Now, if you tie this in with the Supreme Court decision in the past week and a half concerning KAS International, the tow line, and the fact that you can work it out that there has to be another change of obviousness and non-obviousness in terms of getting a patent patented, because you have to change if it was obvious or not. Well, if it's obvious, you wouldn't get your patent. But the point is that the process that you tie this in with the fact that the manufacturer doesn't have any reason, none, that the consumers have no right to know obscure information about food. Now, what is considered obscure to one person may not be obscure to another one. I mean, this is the whole point of the basis of the contamination of animal food and human food and the concept of water as itself. If this is the case, and I just want to make the point that if that's the case, then why do we have a bacteria-eating virus of Listeria monocytogenesis on the infectious disease of food, where you have a spray can that sprays a bacteria-eating virus on food that we buy in the grocery store? Point was, it destroyed the Listeria. And this is a phage. It's a bacteriophage, and it stores genetic material. And when it's released through this artificially made bacteriophage, it forces the bacterium to produce hundreds of new bacteriophages, and it takes and breaks down the cell walls of the food. In other words, if you go to a delicatessen or in a major store, and anything, they have sprayed that food with this bacteriophage, which is part of the food process, which is not obscure. It's not obscure. This happens to be something where they're trying to kill a bacteria of Listeria. Now, let's take this one step further. It is thought to make vaccines for cancer from Listeria, a very sophisticated piece of work. Now, according to the judge in the Virginia case, is saying that the public has no right to know any of these things. They have no right to know what this is obscure information, and people have no business knowing about it. The new cancer vaccines are abused in a concept of Listeria monocytogenes. The cytogenes is a different species in the same family of Listeria. But it's the same bacteria that's being killed on food when you go to the delicatessen to buy your layout of cheese and bologna and other types of spreads, where you pick them up and you can have them for your party. So now what happens with the discoveries that are involved with vaccine formulations from Listeria to develop a simulation of an immune system for Listeria to fight and kill cancer cells? Now, there's a company called Adaxis, A-D-A-X-I-S, and analyze the intellectual property from that, and you can tell that they've done some very, very good research on the development of antigen carrying capabilities for the discovery a vaccine cancer-killing cell potentials. Now, the Listeria secretes an enzyme, and it actually eats a hole in the wall of the cancer cell. Does this mean that this is obscure information on the labeling of food that has Listeria, which you're killing at the same time you don't know about? Very pondering question that can is life and death for you. On the other end of the break, we're going to get into some other issues about court decisions and what's being discussed on the presidential campaign.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And this is May 6, 2007, and we're discussing the idea where a federal circuit judge covering a Virginia case says the public and consumers don't have any right to know what might be, quote, obscure information on food labels or in water. I find this other aspect of this to be very interesting with the movement that's going on in the technology area of barcoding food. This is a process that's going on where they call it Ethical Origin Plus Cost of Food Project. This barcoding of food can be done by a consumer who flashes a little laser beam over the barcode, and it tells them, you know, where the food came from. That sounds good. But the only process of this is that this controls certain what's called ethical origins of food based upon the treaties that have been signed with the foreign countries that grow the food for the United States of America. You want to talk about, I call it the mark of the beast of food. The whole aspect of this is that certain types of food can be processed by a different process without consideration of various forms of improper water being used in the processing of the food, the recycled water that's being used for irrigation systems, which contains various forms of secondary contaminants that are very poor for all of this. And the whole thing is that the United States government's version of this is that the intent is to vaccinate people against Escherichia coli and other bacteria, and particularly Listeria, which the FDA has already approved the bacteriophage for killing Listeria on deli meats and the rest of it. At the same time, barcoding the food and giving vaccinations for the contaminations that are occurring in the food chain, without addressing the solution concepts that are necessary to take care of the blended recycled water system. See, the whole point is that the government wishes to have the recycled water argument because they're talking about the water shortage and the fact that they want to have it only for industrial use, as if all homes have two pipes. There are some parts of the United States of America where meters are being placed on people's homes, and this idea is that you turn the handle, of course, and you'll get the recycled water for your lawn, quote, and then you turn the handle back and you're going to get good water coming in from another avenue into the meter change. This all is engineering hocus-pocus of charging people $3,000 to $5,000 for a meter to divert recycled water, but still it's blended at another source to create the chemistries that are necessary to have on the pollution side. There are signs in various parts of the United States on new development systems which will go and crossbone and say, do not drink this water, do not do anything. And on the same site where they have the sign, they're building homes. And then on the same side of this, we have the privatization issue of companies like Nestle taking over whole towns water, like in McLeod, California, and where they take the water supply and use it for their use and work it through. That privatization discussion on Nestle, I can do a whole show on. But the whole thing is that not too far from a plant that makes chocolate, not that there's a reason why Hershey is going to outsource and go to China, go to Guatemala, Hershey candy we're talking about, which jumps ahead of where I was going with the process of the fact that the political candidates don't come close to being able to address any of the issues that are really necessary to understand what's happening with America. The idea of changing the cocoa content of chocolate and working it through that in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Hershey, the largest candy maker, said it'll close a California plant. The four such closures are announced in less than 3 months and seeks to cut operating costs and expand overseas. And they're planning to go to China and India and in Mexico and then haul their chocolate on the SBP highway. I don't want to tell you the chemistry of that chocolate. Good chocolate. But there's another issue here. Come back from the break and we'll address this other issue. Call in is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
On May 6, 2007, and one of the things that I wanted to mention that's the override situation of the information that comes in and how the courts are doing their decisions and how people are trying to touch base with issues as they run for president and try to think, well, we got to talk about the war, we got to talk about the rest of it. The fact is, the whole problem that is never addressed is really not a problem and a challenge. I call it the quality of life issue. And in other words, if you have a way of knowing a situation that is happening to you and be able to work it out where if you know about it, where you can increase your well-being and try to take control of your own well-being. Those are messages that are given by some people, and I absolutely endorse it. The quality of life issue is really quite important. But you can't make a quality of life issue unless you know the knowledge that's basically coming into the process by which all this happens. I remember at one time when Gandhi, he never wrote anything. Everybody was writing stuff down that he was talking about. And the whole process was that if you know who the intruder is, you might be able to talk to him, you know. And of course, he didn't realize the intruder may have a gun, or maybe someone like Hitler, whom Gandhi thought was his friend, because they were taking the issue away from India. And at the time. But it brings out the fact that the quality of life in his mind is carried through into the whole process, of which Mother Teresa, of course, was someone who implemented quality of life based upon another issue, which was the fact that there was a spiritual aspect to being able to have life and death issues. At no time does it make sense that you can have a personal change in your life to develop a quality of life unless you know who the intruder is. And this is what this issue is all about, of discussing real world issues of food, water, health care, and making it work in such a way where the character of the person who's supposed to be running for president would have an issue of the very essence of what the quality of life is really all about. I give you a communication that was sent to me. It was called Wine Versus Water, and it was titled Pick Your Poison. It says, this is from a listener, and it says, it's been successfully proven that if we drink 1 liter of water each day, at the end of the year, we would absorb more than 1 kilogram of Escherichia coli, bacteria found in feces. In other words, we are consuming 1 kilogram of poo. However, we do not run the risk when drinking wine or rum or whiskey or beer or other liquor, because alcohol has to go through a purification process of boiling, filtering, fermenting. So water equals poo, wine equals health. Conclusion, it is better to drink wine and talk stupid than to drink water and be full of crap. There is no need to thank me for this valuable information. And then another reader says, perhaps this is why vodka is a beverage of choice in nations lacking safe drinking water. And I found this to be absolutely on point in terms of this is a quality of life issue, and that it's like, as some readers have put it, that there is a throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and because the EPA doesn't like the model that they're using for testing these products and making it work. One thing I wanted to make about, I mentioned about chocolate, I think it's quite astounding that they want to take the oil from the cocoa bean out of the chocolate and put in, you know, panacetic acid and those types of things and those kind of oils. You know, chocolate's been shown to be very helpful for its enzyme qualities for the heart. But the treaties that were signed with Mexico, China, and India to take the chocolate business away from America, change these other acids in the chocolate. And I found, that to be another interesting and very upsetting situation. You don't want a quality of life, you want a good piece of chocolate, you know? I mean, that's all there is to it. Now, the other Supreme Court decision that relates to these things in terms of licensing these products out to other countries is a Supreme Court decision which is in MedImmune against Gentech. And this, a lot of people have licensed their product after they patented is a very important concept being able to express that invention into the culture. So the result of the Supreme Court's decision in MedImmune, which was just done recently as well, it appears that a patent licensee, under the right set of circumstances, can qualify under the Declaratory Judgment Act to challenge a licensed patent of another patent, even where the license remains in good standing. It means that the licensees, according to the Supreme Court justice, have a new weapon where they can, under certain circumstances, a licensee can reap the benefits of a license while at the same time being free to challenge the underlying patents in court without first needing to put the license in jeopardy. These declaratory judgment decisions for licensees, of course, make the other licensees vulnerable. So you have a round-robin situation. One licensee has on the patent system, and you can challenge it if you're licensing, and then you can challenge the other licensor. This is an extraordinary development that will change our total life in every way for years to come. Now, I mentioned earlier about the process of some of these changes which are cancer vaccines, one of them from the Listeria monocytes, which also causes harm to food, and you got the bacteriophage sprays that the FDA has approved, and that improves the quality of life. But at the same time, if you have the court cases that I've mentioned, have a process where all of a sudden the states have control of the jurisdiction of the water in terms of the federal court and the McCarran Amendment passed by Congress, and at the same time you have court decisions which say that the public doesn't have any right to have any what they consider might be obscure, quote, information about food on the label. Does that mean that the expiration date on the bottled water, which is the reason it's there, is because of the plastic deterioration and also the water change that occurs through the plastic over a period of time, and then the water itself in a separate chemical reaction changes into a form of amine nitrogen base, very harmful to your liver? Does that mean that you don't need to know that. See, so I put down in terms of the national expose of chloramine causes colloidal health damage that bottled water should have a label of ingredients for disinfectant byproducts, and I still maintain that, and I've gone so far as to have that there should even be a black label on some of the water that is bottled. And in fact, there, as I mentioned in a couple other shows, the whole concept of this is the fact that some people in restaurants and restaurants are just giving tap water in bottles and selling it and saying, well, we have the greatest water in the world, never taking consideration that they have real-world problems in the concept of water having these disinfectant byproducts, of which there are over 1,500 that are known right now. How is it that the Federal Drug Administration, under the act to have vitamins and supplements designated as a drug, want to put water as a drug? Under these discussions of court decisions and the concept of the way the process of innovation goes, how is it that the FDA will use a bacteriophage to kill Listeria, Listeria being used for late cancer vaccines, and at the same time say that water is a drug, yet we don't own the water, and owning the water is based on riparian rights and law based upon, in the West, first to come, first to use. On the East Coast, is it based on appropriation? And the United Nations is saying to me that water's a right, but we have no right to anything else with it. And I'm saying that we should have a right to vote on the water. So I'm asking you, as Parker Passway listeners, if you have any symptoms in terms of rashes or other kinds of changes in the body as a result of drinking the water out of the tap, why then send me an email, Kwati, K-W-A-T-I, at sbcglobal.net, and we'll compile these symptoms. We've done this before, and we found some very interesting results. The companies that are making vaccines for cancer, one of them, of course, is Coley, and they're doing an infectious disease system. Coley Pharmaceutical Group, I've analyzed their intellectual property. They have a product which is called CPG-7909. It's in a phase 3 clinical trial. That's the last phase of working on humans to develop infectious disease and respiratory disorders from cancer. This is a very important issue in terms of medicine, and it's increased in a very rough way in our culture because of our immune systems being compromised. The other company is Dendreon. They're using a target protein to simulate a patient's own dendritic cells, and those are nerve cells that are basically leading into the brain. And they have a product that on intellectual property analysis is very interesting. It's called Provenge, and it's active cellular immunotherapy. And I think that's going to be the future of medicine with the gene therapy that I've talked about. The other company is Dynavax. This is an immunotherapy product to treat allergies and infectious diseases with cancer. This is called TLR9 antagonist, and this is that intellectual property for that company is they have a whole portfolio of immunotherapy products, but they're focusing on that allergy and infectious disease with cancer, which I think is absolutely critical in terms of future medicine. There's another company called Vical. Their intellectual property system is on infectious diseases, which are expressed from lipids. And this is a very important issue because the trend in medicine is to do metabolic uptake immunosuppressive tests as routine testing in blood work being done now with a complete blood count. And now there is the Bristol-Myers Squibb. I've analyzed their intellectual property. I'm always impressed with how they handle folate. They made their career on folate. This is folate targeting technology on vitamins and their effect on cancer. And, of course, if the FDA has their way, they would consider folate, the B vitamin, as a drug. And I find that of most interest and could be very, very detrimental to the system of trying to implement folate as a very precious vitamin B that you need for your everyday sustenance. Now, the Applied DNA Services, and this is the license situation now where you have the Supreme Court affecting the licensors of their patent work. That's in MedImmune versus Genentech. And here, these are licenses companies. These are licensed products of their patents that are all affected by the Supreme Court issue. And look at how this impacts the human healthcare system. Applied DNA Sciences and Services, they want to incorporate molecular what are called molecular beacons. These are detection devices that are placed inside the body. Then there's DNA Star Company. They want a license agreement with a cancer research system in Britain. And their whole system is to expand the development of detection of molecular structures that signal cancer. Well, if they have a license with Britain, they now have to be under the Declaratory Judgment Act of America, handing over their product as a license without royalty. Equa, the other company, it would be Equaquan, and they're in Spain, and the American spelling of their company is E-X-I-Q-O-N, and they're in, they've outsourced to South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand, and they have a product line for developing RNA and DNA analysis of genes. Very outstanding situation, and have, but that's all controlled by outsourcing of other countries. The intellectual property of BIOWA, B-I-O-W-A, they access the patented polytangent technology platform for the development of antibodies. So this company is going to be the forerunner for detecting antibodies on platforms at 1,000 tests at a time rather than one test. When we come back from the break, we will give a brief summation of what a presidential candidate should be asked.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker. And I wanted to, we've discussed quality of life, licensing of various products, the change of the Supreme Court's social decisions that affect our life for the next, it'll be for two generations in terms of how we view innovation in our in our culture and how we're going to be affected by this. And the thing is that if you know this, then you have an idea on how to ask the questions. In other words, if you were interviewing all of the presidential candidates in terms of things, you should be asking them, why do you want to be president? Who's your cabinet? Who would you put in these department heads and make these decisions that affect us for the rest of our life? You take a company of intellectual property that I've analyzed is called Illumina's, Illumina. Now, they have developed a bead chip that uncovers four gene variations that increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. There, 70% of the genetic background of type 2 diabetes can be determined by this innovation. Well, how is it that you can have an innovation like this and cannot improve on it because they're saying there's a different test by the Supreme Court on obviousness and non-obviousness that works with this? If you were talking with somebody who wanted to be president of the United States, you wouldn't be talking about how the fancy planes are, like Pelosi, you know, the Speaker of the House there, is talking about how big a plane. She's all upset and going over there and talking to people about things that work on the quality of life for their country. Those folks do not have an understanding except one thing, to dominate and control the philosophical viewpoint of innovation. Someone commented to me last night when they were looking at a film about women being able to do it. They dressed differently in Iran, and they showed a woman chewing gum. And the person that came, that was viewing the tape with me, said, "Well, who invented that?" And that was the most profound question they could have had. They didn't invent gum. The Chinese were working on it for a long time, and America came along, and Dr. Wrigley had to find some way to get a different enzyme into his wife's ulcer. So he put medicine in the guana ball to make the gum. Then you have Dr. Kellogg, whose wife was having colon cancer, so he tried to figure out a way to get her fiber. So he figured out another way to make cornflakes. Do you think for one minute that all those folks, when Marco Polo, he went back to Italy, and they chased him away? So the whole thing comes down to the fact we want a president that's not going to chase away the Marco Polos of the future. That's my show, folks. SupportRBN.org. We have an opportunity to make a change in the greatest technological crossroad of our history. And I bless all of you for listening and following my lead. Haul America back to democracy, truckers. Parker Pathways. Put it up there. No SPP on your t-shirt. See you next week. Justice and liberty for all, and God bless America.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.